Hey, this is Justin. Here we go. I'm recording this message in a... There's going to be a ton of echo here. Okay, I was recording this in a racquetball court, which is a huge mistake. So, haven't recorded close to a month now, and sort of going through a refinement process. That's not even the right thing. Just sort of capturing. Stopped doing a lot of stuff. Got off social media. A lot predicated. My father passed away about a month and a half ago now, and really started to look at what's important, what we want to create, and got inspired to come back and record a message fairly quickly through listening to the JFDI podcast, Mills podcast. Is it Us Two Games? I probably butcher the name. I think that it's Us Two Games. And he was talking about, he calls it a blog, which I'm assuming is a combination of a podcast and a blog. He was sharing the story of his recording for yesterday when he was talking about some issues that he's having with his son from, you know, relationship perspective and some coaching that he got on the back end of talking about that and wanting to see and just got inspired just to start to reconnect and to rewrite, reshare and to share some different ideas. So what's become important to me personally, one is, you know, retraining effort. I've been going through, I'm having a lot of conversation about a lot of different things. But how to retrain, how to get people who are heading out in one direction to learn how to become somebody that rescales. And I think, you know, where it comes from, the summary we talk about is, well, I'm just saying a bunch of words, a lot of practice on this thing. Where it comes from, when it's a desire to have a change and then having a clear pathway to have the change and then having enough of a vision of what the end result is going to look like to take the steps to start to be able to create, you know, something new that is valuable. So what is it? It starts with a desire. I think a lot of times it's an insight then, you know, or like, you know, I look at it as like, oh, we're going in this direction and all of a sudden, huh, something takes us in a different direction. A clear pathway that makes something happen and move in that direction. Pathway that's proven that works, which means somebody has made it work. Also, some guidance is great from somebody who's actually successful in coaching in there or successful in coaching or successful coaching in that particular area. And then the hardest part is, for most people, is the actual execution. What happens when you don't want to do what you're doing? So I made a commitment, I don't know, we'll call it 8 weeks ago at this point, to do jiu-jitsu every single day. I made a financial commitment, which is pretty hefty, which basically what it did is it had the benefit of, for a lot of people, financial commitments are like, oh, if I paid for it, I'm going to get my money's worth. For me, what it does is it starves out the desire to spend money on something else. That's the impact of a financial commitment on me. But so that's the number one. Number two, it's every day. I don't have a choice of whether I'm going to actually do it or not. I don't go these days. So every day I just wake up. So I started building the habit of waking up and going to do jiu-jitsu. Now, here's the important part. I have a coach, which is great, who's waiting for me. I also have a teammate who's waiting for me. If I don't show up, it's a big deal, right? There's actually people who are dependent on me being there. Now, will they survive if I don't show up? Of course not. But it's very difficult for me, as I know myself, to not be able to show up for somebody else, right? So that has me get there every single day. And as a result, we get better at jiu-jitsu. And that's kind of the way, that it works. Here's the other thing. It's accessible. The place that we go, which is a big deal, it's about 3 blocks from my house. And I have a big concern about spending too much time commuting back and forth between something like, frankly, I don't have the extra time to be able to do that. So it's also geographically desirable. So I'm set up for success inside of this situation. As far as recording podcasts, I'm going to start, making a whole bunch of these, starting to recreate. No commitment as far as the time frame goes, but really what I do think this is the access to getting ideas that are rattling around inside your head, outside your head. I want to talk about a lot of stuff that I've been thinking about. Number one is a retraining effort and building high performance teams that are really able to do everything. Being a front runner, being a leader in doing something that you think is actually difficult, being a pace setter with the work that you do. So you look at yourself as somebody who's legitimate. What is parenting? As we start to go develop different paths with our kids and our relationships, or getting to different times, what does that actually look like? What else? definitely staying healthy, making it work. Retraining is a big one. What are some of the other things that we're focused on? Yeah. And really using podcasts here to this podcasting as the gateway and the access to doing other things that are great. So thanks a lot for listening. Have an amazing day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.